Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A Gatorade Player of the Year.
Dane Todd, 41, the big fullback.
And the top-rated fullback in the 2006 NCAA football video game.
They've got Dane Todd.
Now, he's Nebraska's doctor for saving shoulders.
I care about your butt.
It's another Husker Home Friday with Dr. Dane Todd. Powered by Nebraska Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. The doctor is in the house. Now, with Hooks.
Welcome back in the morning, Hookup, man. Have a great time with that guy, Dr. Dane Todd, Nebraska Orthopedic Center. We got a few moments left. Who was our qualifier? Do you remember the first one, too? I forgot to ask.
Todd just got qualified.
Todd just got qualified. Congrats, Todd. What about our one? I forgot to ask, and I apologize. That's all right if you don't remember. It's all right, Will.
No, but like I should remember it, though.
Was it from the North or the South? Or the Midwest? I put you on the spot, didn't I?
He'll come up with it. He'll come up with it.
So if you qualify in the first hour, you should call Will back and give him your name. 402-466-3776.
Somebody random just call in real quick.
Yeah. They don't think you're the winner.
Yeah. If you're qualified and you're still listening.
Hey, by the way, boys, we got more horse racing on Saturday, so that means we are going to be picking horses before we leave today.
All right. Sounds good.
We are the Preakness.
Sounds good.
Is that where we're at?
The Preakness.
Ah, Preakness. So... Hey, let's talk about Huskers before we get out of here. You know, obviously we're looking at schedules now. You can see it laying out. You got players coming to town, the anxiety, all that stuff building up, and you're getting to fall at some point, right? Then when you look at the schedule, give me some intriguing, some games that intrigue you. Will and I did this exercise because Hill Varsity, who was it, Steve?
Steve Merrick.
Merrick wrote an article, and everybody's writing an article. You know, what are the most intriguing games? For me, I will take Northwestern off the board for everybody because I think game one is always intriguing.
Yeah.
Especially when you're looking at the schedule ahead of you and what you've not done the last few years.
Also, we should dog race Northwestern.
Currently, if you're looking at the early line,
yeah,
this doesn't take it apart anything. It's just on paper, like 10.5-point favorites.
Yeah, we should win by 40.
In Ireland.
I'm with you, Dane.
Make it look nice.
We should.
All right, the two games on the schedule that I'm interested in are a little odd. Well, one of them's not so odd. The other one is Minnesota, okay, at home, because we've notoriously struggled against that goofball, right, from Minnesota.
Who had a lot of recently. Work done somewhere.
Yeah.
Shiny head.
Yeah, he got that shiny dome, right, which I don't fault him for, right? It's a solid look.
It's
you got to oil
look.
That baby up,
well,
make
you're
sure
part,
you're working
yeah,
right.
You're part
know?
Of the community. You
He's and one of so you. Minnesota's won because the last couple of years, like, these are winnable games. Like, we should have won those games, and it makes me so angry. The other one is North Dakota.
What?
Yeah, listen, yep. I think he's got a point here.
North Dakota, you're traveling back from Ireland. You've been in
short week,
Ireland.
By the way. You don't get a week off.
Yeah, you've got a short week having to travel back from Ireland, where you've been for several days. Let's not forget that. They're not flying to Ireland, playing football, and immediately flying home. Right?
Not at the game time, because if you look at it, it's probably going to be a 5 or 6 o'clock game time or after, because that would be... That'd be the 11 a.m. here back in Lincoln.
Yeah.
Or noon.
Which means that then if they hop on a plane that night, okay, which you want to talk about a nightmare of getting everything back, right? Like, they're definitely have to come back in shifts, okay? There's no everybody, like, equipment,
all
staff,
equipment, yeah.
All that stuff. That ain't coming back at the same time.
Yeah, like the RV can't go.
Yeah, at best, what they end up doing is hopping on a plane at 11 o'clock or
one
midnight,
in the morning.
Right?
I'm going to say 1 in the morning because if you play 3 hours, that's 9 or 10. Yeah, you're probably right.
Right,
you're
and close. then they've got to fly back, which is a...
10-hour flight.
Yep, 10-hour flight. So they get back sometime during the day on Sunday, right? Jet lagged, from being in Ireland for several days and then have to practice and get ready to go. And, well, yes, it's North Dakota, okay? Doesn't change the fact that it's still football.
True.
And here's the other thing, right? What happens if your guys catch the Rona out there?
How dare you?
I would like to know what the protocol is for can they come back, or are they stuck there for 7 days before they can leave?
I've said this. I've said this multiple times. The coaching staff would have rather this been a, because it's a Northwestern home game. Yep. It's going to be the pageantry. It'll be great.
Mm-hmm.
But they would. The coach staff would probably tell you they would rather be playing in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, 100%. All day.
Yeah.
All day.
Players might tell you the same.
3 years ago? Sure. Go to Ireland. Great.
Right.
Have
now?
Fun. Now? When you don't know, right?
Yeah.
What happens? Because I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
I genuinely have no idea. But do they have to? What if two guys get, pop positive? Right? Does that mean they just have to stay there in a hotel room in Ireland for 7 days, and then we got to somehow get them back a week later?
Yeah, maybe.
That's what happens now. I think
that would suck.
Two quarterbacks?
Yeah, I mean,
what if that's your starter and your backup?
In certain parts of the world, that happens right now. I know I've heard stories of people coming back from abroad.
Yeah, I got a friend who that happened to.
Well,
just
you have a week in Mexico.
Yep.
On the COVID floor of the COVID hotel.
That's right. Not on the beach. On that COVID floor. You're going to chill.
God. Sounds awful.
Can't leave, and they give you all the food delivered to your door.
Hey, we got about 2 minutes left.
All right, let's go. Horses.
All right, I sent Hooks the odds and the post position. So, Dane, if you want to look over there. Let's say we pick two horses each. Okay, there's 9 horses in the field, so that's enough for us to
Danny,
pick
taking
six
a favorite again?
No, Skippy Longstocking. Fantastic name. That's what I'm going with.
Going number 9, Skippy.
It's a 20-1. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and these odds were days ago. I mean, odds have changed.
I'll let you
take time.
Go ahead, Will.
Let's see. Skippy is still at 20-1. Skippy is right now. I got to go Epicenter if we're playing for a horse to win. He's the favorite.
See, I can't take Epicenter because Will was so big mad at me last time.
Yeah, he'd be a little hurt.
Big mad.
I didn't know you were picking that.
He'd be a little hurt about it.
I mean, he didn't win, so. And by the way, the winner of the Derby is not running in the Preakness.
Right.
So, all right, I'm going to go Epicenter Hooks.
I'm going to go. I don't know. I'm kind of having fun with this. Let's see. I'll probably go with... Give me Secret Oath.
Nice. Good pick.
It was a good one, too.
I was either there early voting or just going screw it, going 50-1 long shot.
Secret Oath, the filly who won the Oaks. So that's a hot horse. All right, Dan, your second horse.
I will take... I better take somebody who's reasonable this time. Let me have early voting.
Early voting.
Oh, good pick. Good pick.
All right, the number 5 horse?
Yeah.
All right.
I know who he's taking. Go ahead, go.
Creative Minister is getting a lot of run. So I'm gonna go with him at the number 2 horse.
I was taking one of the two of those, by the way. So I will take Simplification.
Oh, that's that horse ran in the Derby.
Yes.
So, all right. So there are.
So hopefully he's tired.
We got 2 horses. 2 horses.
I love the Preakness. It's the best one, in my opinion, out of all of them.
Really?
There's something about it. When the horses run down the backside, they're going through the crappiest neighborhood, it looks like. But
what part of the country?
Horse racing.
What part of the country is it in?
It's in Baltimore.
Which would be.
That's on the East Coast.
I had that.
It's on the East.
Dane, appreciate you, brother.
Nice.
You guys have a great Friday. Dan, have a great weekend. Will and I will catch you on a Monday. Go Big Red.